This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thanks for bearing with me. I apologize for the delay. Parshas Va'eschanan, my favorite parsha. I just love Parshas Va'eschanan. It happens to be my bar mitzvah parsha, and it's a nice parsha, you know? It's a nice parsha. It has Aser Sadibrois, it has Shema, it has the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'eschanan el Hashem bo'eis ha'hilemar. And let me just first welcome the Kollel Agra de Pirka of Kew Garden Hills and anywhere that you find yourself. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I was mischanin to Hashem at that time saying, firstly, what does the word va'eschanan mean? And what does Moshe mean when he says at that time? So Chazal tell us that the word va'eschanan is a gematria, and the numerical value of Eschanan is 515. And this teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu offered 515 tefillos. Says the Medrash, Uminayin she'espala Moshe ba'isay aperek chamesh meos v'chamisha asar pa'amim. How do we know that Moshe davened at that time 515 prayers? Shenemar va'eschanan el Hashem ba'isay hilemar va'eschanan b'gematria hachihavi. The numerical value of Eschanan is 515. So Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, as we all do, especially now. And Moshe davened 515 times to be able to get in. And Hashem basically told him, Rav Lach, enough already. I don't want to hear another word. Please don't daven again. And Hashem did not allow Moshe Rabbeinu not only to go into Eretz Yisrael, but even to daven further. But the pasuk implies that Moshe put in extra exertion in davening to enter Eretz Yisrael, specifically at that time. What happened at that time? And what is this strange number of 515 that Chazal are saying that Moshe Rabbeinu davened this number? Why this number? What is the significance of this number? What, every time it says a word of prayer, then we could discover the number of times the prayer was offered by figuring out the gematria of that word? Is that all it is? It's just some kind of cute gematria? So the Holy Pnei Yehoshua, Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua of Krakow, who was born in the year 1681, and he passed away in the year 1756. If you look in the Chidah, in the Mareches HaGedoylem, on the Ois Yud, Mareches Yud Ois Reish Chafei, the Chidah brings that Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua of Krakow, who Hagoin Av Bezdin Vereish Mesifta Dekal Kadosh, Frankfurt Domain, Shnas Tav Kuf Aleph. He was the rabbi there in the year 1741. He was the Avbezin and the Ram, 1741. And his fame spread to the world through the medium of his magnum opus, Pnei Yehoshua. And says the Chidah, by the way, we know that the Chidah, when he went to Livorno to collect money for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so he was in a lazaretto. Lazaretto is basically quarantine, because before you enter a country, they used to quarantine you. It used to be, this sounded strange to people. Now it's, you know, everyone understands. Before you enter a country, you go into lazaretto. And the Chidah did not have svarim on him. So that's when he wrote the great work, Shem HaGedoylem. He wrote it entirely from memory, where he lists all the Gedoyle Yisrael that lived before him in one section, and all the svarim that were ever written in another section. And the Chidah traveled throughout Europe, where he met a number of Gedoylim, including the Pnei Yehoshua, Ba'ani Hatsoyer Zachizik HaPnei Shechina, and I, the young rabbi, the Chidah says about himself, I merited to receive, to greet, to meet the Shechina, namely the Pnei Yehoshua, Eze Yamim, for a few days, Umarehu Kemare Malach HaElekim. His appearance was that of an angel of God. Now, that means a few things. Number one, the Chidah knew what a malach looked like. I don't know what a malach looked like. Chidah says, I know what a malach looks like. And number two, the Pnei Yeshua looked like a malach. V'nosan li b'matano sefer Pnei Yeshua. And he gave me as a gift the book Pnei Yeshua, al seder moyed, shenod nidfas boy b'parak. That's also a thing. He didn't say, here's my book, the price is $18.99. He gave it to him as a gift. And v'noch navshe derav shnas tav kof yudvav. He passed away in the year 516. I believe that's significant. The year 516, that's 1756. Zochisi, now when I was in Frankfurt, to be at the kever of the Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua has an amazing exposition here of the significance of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. But let's begin as follows. You know, in terms of the greatness of the Pnei Yeshua, in the Sefer Shal Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek, Chelek Eben Ezer, Simnayin Zayin, he writes that to the questioner, he says, it seems to me that you feel the Pnei Yeshua was not so clear on the issue. I just want you to know what my Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, said. Uva Oznai, and I'm sorry for the lines, this copy was made back in the days that people used fax machines, and hopefully we could update this one day with the scanner. But the Pnei Yeshua, the Avnei Tzedek says, I heard from my Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, Shemichibor HaRajva Loikom Kechibor HaPnei Yeshua. Since the composition of the Rajva, Klal Yisrael were never gifted such a Matana Toiva as the Sefer Pnei Yeshua. So that is the esteem that the Pnei Yeshua was held in. I will tell you that as a Rav of a community, they gave him a run for his money. And that is, they were not makir the godless of the Pnei Yeshua as a Rav, as they were not many, many Rabbanim in Europe, many Gedolim that we know about, because he was unwilling to bow to the whims of the local wealthy Balabatim. However, among the Bnei Torah and the Gedolei Yisrael, he was an icon. He was considered from the greatest of the Achroinim. You heard what the Chassam Sofer says, that from the times of the Rajba, Klal Yisrael were not graced with a Sefer like the Pnei Yeshua. But just imagine if we say, oh, if only we had a Rav like the Pnei Yeshua. In the times of the Pnei Yeshua, they were roidef him. They were roidef the Pnei Yeshua. They were roidef him from the city. Anyway, the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. In Parashas Va'aschanan, Moshe says, Bo'es hahi. What does it mean, Bo'es hahi? Says Rashi, we know God swore to Moshe, Lachain, by the chid of Mei Meriva, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you ain't going into the land. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu davening to go into Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi in this week's parasha. Now that I conquered Sichon and Oig, and Sichon and Oig also have somewhat a quasi-status of Eretz Yisrael, Dimisi, I thought, Shemahutar HaNeder, maybe the Neder became Mutter, because I already conquered Sichon and Oig. By the way, we could add the following thought. The Gemara says in Soita, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Did he want to eat the fruits? And the Gemara in Soita says, no, he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah is Hatzluyos Ba'aretz. So the Achroinim ask, including Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, why does the Gemara say he wanted to be Mekayim, mitzvah Hatzluyos Ba'aretz? It should have said he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why do we have to go to Trumais and Masrois? More basic. Say he wanted to live in Israel because it's a mitzvah to live in the land. The answer Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gives is he already did that mitzvah. But Eiver LaYarden is considered Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain were Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. By the way, if you live in Jordan, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's just you're not Mekayim the mitzvah is Tluyos Ba'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu figured, oh, God swore he's not going to bring me to Israel. He already did. I already went Eiver LaYarden. So I went Eiver LaYarden, so maybe I could go into the land as well. Furthermore, in Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk says, Vayoyimer Hashem Elai Rei, Hachi Loisi Teis Lefanecha Esichoin, V'yes Artsoi, Hachel Rosh La Resh Es Artsoi. God said to me, see, I've already began to give before you Sichoin and his land. Says Rashi, Kafa sar shel Amarim shel Mala tachas raglav shel Moshe. Hashem tied up the ministering angel of Amori under the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu stepped on his neck. In other words, Hashem was showing Moshe, Moshe, look, I'm already beginning to deliver the residents of Eretz Yisrael in your hands. You're stepping on the neck of the ministering angel of Emori. So Moshe Rabbeinu figures, okay, God is rescinding his decree, he's changing his mind. Furthermore, Moshe had this argument was further bolstered by the fact that for 38 years, since the Chet HaMeraglim, guess who didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? God. God did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu until last week's parsha. Take a look. Vayehi chasher tamu kanshei hamilchama lamus mikaravam vayedaber Hashem elai lemor. By the way, I have a question. Let's say you're Maver Sedra with Rashi instead of Unklus. Does this Rashi on Perek Tes Zayin count? Right, because you know if there's no Rashi on the pasuk, you have to read the pasuk three times. So this Rashi, it's interesting Rashi. Rashi wants to know what's the juxtaposition between and when all the men of the Midbar stopped dying at the end of the 40 years, then God spoke to Moshe. Rashi sort of puts these two psukim together, even though there's a samach over here. Rashi says they go together. Avo mishiluach hamaraglim adkan, from the time the messengers, the spies were sent until now, loy nemar beparshazu vayedaber. God did not speak to Moshe, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rav Dimi bar Yosef and Rav Nachman. The Gemara wants to know, what is the simcha of Tu B'Av? We know, when is Tu B'Av this year? Shabbos, right? When is Tu B'Av? Today is Yud, right? So then, Tuesday is Yilalef, Wednesday is Yud Beis, Thursday is Yud Gimel, Friday is Yud Dalet, Shabbos is Tu B'Av. So what is the simcha of Tu B'Av? The Gemara brings an opinion, that is when the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. And so long as the Meisei Midbar died, Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the pasuk says, "Vayhi chasher tamu kan shei hamelchama lamus mikarav ha'am, vayedaber Hashem elai lemar." That God started speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. So Moshe thought, oh, God was angry at me for 38 years, but now He's come around. Now He's speaking to me again. Even though Rashi explains that certainly Hashem spoke to Moshe throughout, but the conversation was at a distance. It was not an intimate conversation. It was only Vayoymer. Even though Vayedaber is usually understood as Midas Hadin, but on the other hand, it also connotes a more intimate type of conversation. So when the men of the Midbar stopped dying, we know that every year on Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael would dig their own graves. They would lie down in the grave, and every year 15,000 Jews did not survive. So if you have 600,000 men between 20 and 60, and every year 15,000 pass away, how long is it going to take for them all to pass away? It's going to take 40 years. So sure enough, in year 40, there were 15,000 Jews left, and they dug their own graves, and they woke up in the morning, and they said, "Wow, what world am I in? Am I in Olam Hazeh, or am I in Olam Haba?" And they realized they were still in this world. And they kept them. They said, "Maybe we miscalculated." They went to sleep again and again and again until they saw a full moon, and they realized it was mid-month, and they recognized that the Gezerah had been rescinded. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Wait a second. God swore He's not going to take me into Eretz Yisrael. But He already helped me conquer the land of Sichon and Og. And He allowed me to step on the neck of the angels representing the nations of the world. And God is speaking to me again, so maybe He's going to bring me into the Holy Land." So Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven, Ba'es Hahi. When is Ba'es Hahi? So the Pnei Yeshua offers an amazing pshat. Says the Holy Pnei Yeshua, in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, the Yisyashev Yoiser, this is more answered, based on what we find in the Medrash Pliya, Shehispalel Moshe, that Moshe Davin, Tav Kuf Tes Vav Tfilois, 515 Tfilois, Kaminyan Va'eschanan, V'hu peli, it's a wonder. Ma bo'il lamdeinu b'zeh. What are Chazal coming to teach with this number 515? So the Pnei Yeshua says something remarkable. He says this is not a gematria over here. The gematria is just an asmachta ba'alma. But rather, based on what we just quoted from Rashi, that after Hashem helped Moshe Rabbeinu conquer Eretz Sichon Va'og, and Moshe thought Hashem's shvua was batal, and the fact that Hashem told Moshe, you could step on the neck of the angels of the Amori, and the fact that Hashem started to speak to Moshe again, says the Pnei Yeshua, in all likelihood, when did Moshe Rabbeinu start davening again to enter Eretz Yisrael? He began on Tu B'Av. Well, says the Pnei Yeshua, let's make a cheshbon. If he began on Tu B'Av, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar, so let's make a cheshbon. Between Av and Adar, how many full months you have? You have Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shavat. You have 6 full months. 6 full months is 180 days. But every other month is Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser. That's 177. The month of Av is Malei. How many days in Av? From the 15th to the 30th is 16 days. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Yeah, does that work out? If Moshe Rabbeinu started, says the Pnei Yeshua, so there's 16 days in Av, and then you have 7 days in Adar. That's a total of 200 days. Think about it. You have 177 days from Elul until the end of Shvat. You have 16 days in Av and 17 days in Adar. 200 days. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened Shachris, Mincha, Mariv. That is 600 tefillos. Okay, so Moshe davened 600 tefillos. But the only thing is, on Shabbos, an individual cannot daven for their needs. Now, how many Shabbosim are in 200 days? Well, let's make a quick calculation. 7 into 200 is 28. So there are 28 Shabbosim. So if you subtract from 600, 28 times 6, what is 28 times 6? Someone help me out here. 56, 76, 84, yeah? 28 times 3 is 74. 28 times 3 is 84. Thank you, right.
168.
So, is 84. 28 times 3 is 84. If that's the case, so if Moshe has 600 tefillos from Tu B'Av until Zayin Adar, and you subtract the Shabbosim, that means there are a total of 516 tefillos. So where does 515? Look what the Pnei Yeshua says. We know that on Shabbos, there's no bakashas in Musaf. Okay, so you have Raksha Yodea Shabbos Ein Ayachad Shal Tzrachav. Person doesn't ask for their needs on Shabbos. Vim Kain Kishatasir Chavches Shabbosos. When you subtract the 28 Shabbosos, Shahayu Ba'oisan Yamim Shal Reish Yom Nishar Kuf Ayin Beis Yamim. You have 172 days. Yeah, there are 200 days, minus 20 is 170 days, times 3 is 516. Now, Amnam shetfilas tesvav ba'atzmai. The thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't start davening Mariv on Tu B'Av. Why? Because Hashem didn't speak privately with Moshe Rabbeinu only b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. So on Tu B'Av, he only daven two tefillos. So it's amazing. You have 172 days, but the first day, Marav didn't count. So in that case, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't daven 515 because that's the gematria of Eschanan. As soon as he got a whim, as soon as he had a Pesach to pray to Hashem to enter Eretz Yisrael, he davened for that every single day, three times a day. By the way, this is a very important lesson. If somebody needs something, you incorporate it in the three tefillos that you daven. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Starting Shachris on Tu B'Av, taking him till Mincha on Zayin Adar, and then he passed away. If he would have lived longer, he would have davened longer. But there's no special gematria of Eschanan is gematria 515. That's how we figured it out. No, that's just a remez to the fact that there are 515 tefillos between Tu B'Av and Zayin Adar. Now, I would still like to investigate, and it's still somewhat a question to me, because even though a person should not daven for their needs on Shabbos, that is, you shouldn't daven that you're for your maybe your parnasa or your personal needs, but here Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael because he wants to mekayim the mitzvahs, and he wants to be mezdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'artzois hachayim. You would think that would be something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You know, you're not allowed to daven for your physical needs on Shabbos, but you can't daven for your spiritual needs. Moshe couldn't daven to go into Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. So I'd like to offer perhaps some more insight into that. This, the Pnei Yeshua says, is a correct pshat. Kein nirali nachon. It seems to me this is correct. However, the Pnei Yeshua in Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis continues, and he says, I would like to give the following pshat al pi drush. And that is, Chazal say, Hashem told Moshe, Rav lach, don't add one more tefillah. Don't daven the 516th tefillah. Why? 516 is six times Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is Elohim. Elohim is Midas Hadin. Elohim is 86. And there are six koichos of dinim. There are six forces of din. Somebody once went to a tish of a Rebbe, and he came back, and he said, I don't know what this Rebbe is talking about. He kept on saying, Elohim is 86. I don't get it. The kuf alone is 100. I don't know what this Rebbe is talking about. Anyway, the 80 Elohim with a hey is 86, and there are six forces of din, and if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mevatel the six bate dinim, and if he would have said 516 tefillos, he would have been answered. So Hashem said, cut it there. I don't want you to say the 516th tefillah. So I want to investigate this. What exactly are these six forces of din? The pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vayikra v'yaznai koil gadol lemar karivu pkudai sa'ir. And he called out in my ears a great voice saying, it has come close, Pekudoi Seir, the appointed ones to destroy the city. V'ish klimash chesoi biyadoi. Now look at this. V'hine shisha noshim ba'im yiderach sharho elyoin. Six men were coming from the road of the upper gate. Asher mafnat safai enough. That was open to the north. So there are six guys coming from the north. Now the north is always midas hadin, like the pasuk says, mitzafain tipasach hara. The evil comes from the north. The Navi Yirmiyah says when Babylon came to destroy Israel, they came from the north. That's why Jews like to go to Miami Beach, because the evil comes from the north. So the south is Midas HaRachamim. That's why in Midas HaChesed. Avram Avinu, in the whole Torah, he never goes north. He's always Haloich V'Nasaya HaNegba. Jews always go south. South is Midas HaChesed. Why is that? Very simple. Because if you're facing the Mizrach, then your right hand, which is Chesed and Rachamim, is to the south, and your left hand is to the north. That's why, very interestingly, the pasuk says, "Urid safain ubayi seiman," arouse to the north and come to the south. This is explained homiletically. When you want to learn Torah, wake up yourself with the north side. Wake up yourself with shaloi lishma. The money is in the north. Ruchnius is in the south. So urid safain. You have to arouse yourself to learn Torah. Shaloi lishma ubayi teiman, and eventually you'll come to the south. That's one of the reasons why the Torah begins with the letter Bez. Why? Because the Bez is considered open to the north and closed to the south. So you enter in the north side, Shaloi Lishma, Umitach Shaloi Lishma, Balishma. Okay, but putting that aside, the Pasuk seems to say that there are six men who are coming from the north, six men of evil. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Uman ninu shisha anashim. Who are these six guys? Amar of Chizda, Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Mashchis, Meshaber, Mechala. These are the six forces of evil. Ketzef, anger, Af, wrath, Chema, fierce anger, Mashchis, destruction, Meshaber, breaking, Mechala, annihilation. These are the six forces of evil. By the way, the Holy Megala Amukos, and if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow, this week is the yard site of the Megala Amukos, Rav Nasa Nata Shapira of Krakow. He writes that Moshe wanted to remove the six forces of evil, and therefore he davened, Ebera Na. The word Ebra could be read Ba-Ra'a. He wanted to be Mavatel the Ra. And therefore, Ebra, not Ve'era. Ve'era, the letter Vav is an extra letter, indicating that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mavatel the sixth Dargin of Ra. And they come from the north, as we pointed out. The north side is the side of Ra. Umitzafon tipasach Ra. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mevatel, the six forces of Ra. By the way, these six forces of Ra have a parallel in Tumah. How many levels of Tumah are there? There is Avi Avois HaTumah, which is the dead body itself. There's an Av HaTumah, which is someone who touches a dead body, or a Sheretz, or a Zav. There is a Rishon B'Tumah, somebody who touches an Av HaTumah. Or a mashke, even that touches a sheni, becomes a rishain. There's a sheni betuma, that is, if food touches a rishain, it becomes a sheni. Now, typically, a sheni cannot make anything a shlishi, except for truma could be a shlishi. And really, nothing could become a ravi, but kadshim could become a ravi. So there are six koichos of tuma are paralleled in the six dargos of tuma. Avi avois, av, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi. And Moshe Rabbeinu also is alluding to this in the word ebra, which could be re-scrambled arba'a, meaning tumah is up to four madregos. And the word na refers to tumas hames. Why? It's Rosh Tevois, nefesh adam. Because Chazal say even a revius dam from a nefesh is metame avi avos hatumah. That's why he said ve'ereb with an extra vav, referring to these six koichos of tumah. And Rav Pinchas Friedman, in his Sefer Likutei Mamarim, Shvilei Pinchas, he wants to know what is the significance and the meaning that there's six batei dinim of tumah, keneged, six names Elohim, and how did Moshe think he would be able to mevatel these six names by entering Eretz Yisrael? Raise your hand if you daven Nusach Sfard. Anyone? Okay, I don't either, but it's okay. Nothing wrong, nothing will happen if you daven Nusach Sfard. But those who daven Nusach, raise your hand if you've ever been in a Nusach Sfard shul. Okay, raise your hand if you're, I don't know what. Okay, so, the Zohar HaKadosh, Nusach Ashkenaz between Min Kavar Shabbos and Marav, they say Bameh Madlikin. Nusach Svar substitutes it with a passage from the Zohar and Parshas Truma of Kegavna. And in Kegavna we say as follows, Karayo Shabbosa, when Shabbos enters, Ihi is Yachadas, it unifies, the is Parashas Misitra Achara, and it separates from the forces of Tumah. V'chol dinin misabran mineh, and all forces of din separate from the Shabbos, and separate from a person. V'ihi ishtaras, and the person remains, v'yechuda denehiru kadisha, in the unification of the holy light, v'is atras b'chama itrin, and is crowned in many crowns, legabe malka kadisha, from the holy king. V'chol shultane rugzin, and all dominions of anger, umare dedina, and masters of din, kulu arkin, they flee. V'lesh shultana achara b'chulei amin, they have no dominion in this world. Basically, the Zohar says, come Shabbos, and the forces of din, they dissipate, they leave. Why is that? Why is it that the forces of din leave on Shabbos? Well, the Balatanya in his Sefer Likutei Torah says something amazing. We know that throughout the Maisa Bereishis, the only Shem Hashem that appears is Elohim. The Shem Havaya does not appear even once. How many times does it say Elohim? 32 times. As the Sefer Yetzirah says, God created the world with 32 pathways of Chachma, indicated by the 32 times it says Elohim. So during the weekday, it's Elohim, 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 Elohim. And what does the Pasuk say on Shabbos? Vayichal Elohim! Elohim is done! Midas Hadin is finished! There's no Midas Hadin on Shabbos. Midas Hadin is only during the week. Shabbos is only Rachamim. On Shabbos, Vayichal Elohim! Elohim is one and done, it's gone. Elohim dissipates, so to speak. There's no Midas Hadin on Shabbos. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, this gives us an added insight. We know that, technically speaking, Kiddush Friday night should begin. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. Actually, that's where Kiddush does begin. Where it should begin is Vayichulu HaShamayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. Why in the world would you mention Yom HaShishi? It's not Yom HaShishi, it's Yom HaShvi. We have this odd minhag of starting Shabbos, of starting Kiddush, Yoyim HaShishi. Why say the words Yoyim HaShishi from the end of the previous pasuk and chapter and juxtapose it? Kiddush is Vayichulu HaShemayim Baratz Chol Tzvam. Why the last pasuk is Vayar Leikim Eskal HaSharasa V'inei Tov Ma'oi Vayar Vayivag Yoyim HaShishi, finished. And Kiddush should begin Vayichulu HaShemayim Baratz. No, we have to start Kiddush Yoyim HaShishi. Why? Why in the world should we start Kiddush Yoyim HaShishi? So the reason is we want to be merames to the Yudke Vavke. Yoim Hashishi Vayichulu Hashamayim is Rashi Tevois Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke. So why do we say Vahi Ara Vahi Vayker quietly? Because the words Yoim Hashishi have no meaning. The sixth day. What happened on the sixth day? So we want to give some meaning to it. So we say quietly Vahi Ara Vahi Vayker Yoim Hashishi. So the Chassam Sofer once said, why don't we start from the beginning of the Pasuk? Vayar Hashem is kol ha-sharasa v'hinei toiv ma'oid. So the Chassam Sofer says, because the Medrash Darshan's on Vayar Elohim is kol ha-sharasa v'hinei toiv ma'oid, the Medrash says this refers to the Yoim HaMisa. God saw everything He made and it was very good. This refers to the Yoim HaMisa. Now, the last thing you want to do when you come to your table Friday night is start your Shabbos meal with the day of death. You know, your family hasn't seen you the whole week. Your kids haven't seen you. They're vying for your attention. And finally, you sit down at the Shabbos table, and it's set, and it's so beautiful, and the father makes a big announcement. The day of death! So they're not going to be looking forward to the next Shabbos meal. So we don't like to say the first half of the Pasuk, and we say quietly, Vayera Vayivoyker, we say that quietly. And then we say Yoim HaShishi, and Vayichul HaShemayim, where Meram is the Shem Havaya. Yeah.
You need a different explanation for homes that are empty nests, like senior citizens will attend this year. They don't have any kids in the house a whole week anyway.
Okay, well, I don't know if your wife, you're going to, Friday night, you want to have a peaceful meal.
All week.
Still, I don't know if the day of death is the way to kick off your Shabbos Suda. And, okay, but bottom line is, why do we want to be merames to the Shem Havaya in the Kiddush Friday night? Because since we're articulating, Vayechal Elohim, the Midas Hadin has ceased, has ended, is no longer, therefore, it's appropriate to say, the Midas Hadin has ended, and Shabbos is the Yom Havaya, Shabbos is the day of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we say, Vayechal Elohim, the Midas Hadin has ended, and Shabbos is the Midas Havaya. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, but by the way, one other thing to point out, is the Gra teaches that merely on the first day of creation, it says Elohim six times. Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, Veruach, Elohim, Rachav Zaman, Vayomer Elohim, Vayar Elohim Zor Kitoi, Vayavd Elohim, Vayikra Elohim La'or. So it says Elohim six times, and again, this indicates there are six koichos of din. On Shabbos, Midas Hadin ceases. During the week, it's prevalent. Suggests the Shvilei Pinchas, the 6 days of the week correspond to the six batei dinim, the six koichos hadin. Shabbos, instead, refers to the Shem Havaya. So the 6 days of the week correspond to the six koichos of din. On Shabbos, it's Vayechal Elohim. By the way, amazing thing. Friday night, we make Kiddush. What do you make Kiddush on? Yayin. Where do you put the Yayin? In a Kois. What's the gematria of Kois Yayin, says the Bnei Yisachar? 156. Kois is 86, Yayin is 70. 156. Why 156? Because 156 is 6 times Havaya. During the week, there's 6 Koichos of Din, 6 times Elohim. Shabbos is Keneged that, 6 Koichos of Shem Havaya. So to be Mavatel, the Midas Hadin during the week, you make Kiddush on Kois Yayin, 6 times Havaya. What do you do then? You have Challah. How many? 2. Lechem, twice. Lechem is 78. What's 78 times 2? 156. 6 times Havaya. Because we want to be Mavatel, the 6 Koichos of Din during the week. During the week, there's 6 Koichos of Din. Shabbos, Kenegedad, so to speak, has 6 forces of Midas Harachamim, Midas Havaya. Back to the Nusach Sfard people. In Tehillim, during the week, many those who daven Nusach Sfarad say the following chapter: Lam Natseach Benaginois Mizmar Shir. The Arizal says, quoted by Rav Chaim Vital, on Shabbos instead of Lam Natseach Benaginois Mizmar Shir, you say Lam Natseach Mizmar LeDavid Hashamayim Misaprim Kvoid Kel. Why would Lam Natzeach Mizdav Rashamayim Misam Kvoid Kel be the Shabbos substitute for Lam Natzeach Benaginois Mizmar Shir? Well, the Arizal happens to point out, how many times does it say Eloi Kim in Lam Natzeach Benaginois Mizmar Shir? Eloi Kim Yechanein Bivarchenu. Yadu Chamim Eloi Kim. Yadu Chamim Eloi Kim. Elohim, Elohimu, Elohim. 6 times Elohim in Lam Natzeach Benaginos Mizmar Shir. Therefore, it's reserved for the weekday, because the weekday are the 6 Koichos of Din. And on Shabbos, we substitute it. Toiras Hashem Temima, Mishiv Namas. Eidos Hashem Ne'amana. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim. Mitzvahs Hashem Bara. Yiras Hashem. Mishvatei Hashem. Says Arizal, you say Hashamayim Misapim Kvoy Kel, She'en Oymer Moisei Elav Shabbos Lefikach Timsabai Vav Havayas Neged Vav. So during the week, there are 6 Koichos of Din. The 6 weekdays correspond to the 6 Koichos of Din. Shabbos is yayin in a kois, lechem mishnah, lamnatseach b'neginois, mizmar l'david. Shabbos are the six koichos of rachamim and Shabbos are the six koichos of rachamim. During the weekday is six koichos of din. But the Arizal is megala to us a tremendous side. Because according to the Pnei Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mevatel the six koichos of din. 6 times 86 is 516. You hear this? 6 times 86. How do you get that? 6 times 80 is 480. And 6 times 6 is 36, 516. Moshe Rabbeinu, by davening 516 tefillos, he wanted to be mevatel all 516 koichos adin. However, the Arizal says that even though God told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't say the 516th tefillah, we do have the audacity and the gumption to say it, although not explicitly, but to allude to it. And that is, Arizal says, Yiskadel v'yiskadesh shemei rabbah is gematria yoysher. Yud vav shin resh is Rashi Tevois yoysher, which is 516. And Arizal says one should be mechavein to sweeten the six forces of din that equal 516. So even though we don't daven that tefillah outright, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, we allude to it. That is the tefillah of Kaddish. That is the power of Kaddish. That is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to say. Otherwise, he's going to be mevatel the koichos of din. By the way, we can now put the two perushim of the Pnei Yeshua together, and I think it fits like a glove. How's that? We asked the question, the Pnei Yeshua's cheshbon was not precise, because there are 200 days from Tu B'Av until Zayin Adar, and there are really 600 tefillos. He said, no, they're not 600 tefillos, because there are 28 Shabbosim, and that subtracts 784 tefillos. So we asked, what do you mean Shabbosim? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu daven on Shabbos? No, you're not a daven for your needs on Shabbos. But we ask, this is not a physical need, this is a spiritual need. He should have been allowed to daven for his spiritual needs. We could say as follows. What was Moshe Rabbeinu davening for? He was davening to be mevatel the midas hadin of the weekdays. So the Shabbosim, it wasn't relevant for him to daven, because Shabbos already is Shem Havaya. Shabbos is already Vayechal Elohim. There is no Midas Hadin on Shabbos. There's only Midas Harachmeh. It was only needed for Moshe Rabbeinu to daven regarding the weekdays. So for the Shabbosim, there was no purpose in davening. Those days were already taken care of. Those days were already covered. So those days go, these two Perushim of the Pnei Yehoshua, namely, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened from Tu B'Av until Zayin Adar, and the second Perush, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to be Mevata, all the forces of Din, these two Perushim, so to speak, go hand in hand. Now, we're now holding in the month of, what's the name of this month? Let's take a poll. Raise your hand if the name of the month is Av. Raise your hand if the name of the month is Menachem Av. And the answer is, you're both correct, or you're both wrong. The Chassam Sofer is of the opinion, it depends. Until Tu B'Av, or until Tisha B'Av, it's the month of Av. After Tu B'Av, or after Tisha B'Av, it's the month of Menachem Av. Chassam Sofer says it's two different months, and they each have their own specific name. This is the month, starting after Tisha B'Av, we start to console and bring nechama to the Midas Hadin. This was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's just end off that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven 516 tefillahs. But God said, don't do it. I can't let you in. You can't go into Israel. You can't be mevatel the 516 forces of din. We still got to leave some din in the world until the ultimate redemption of the Jewish people. Rabbeinu Bechaye tells us, The way we left Egypt, that is how the Geula HaAsida will look. The same way we made 42 Masois before we got into Eretz Yisrael, we will again make 42 Masois. The same way we traveled through the Midbar, we will again travel through the Midbar. And who will lead us? The Bnei Yisachar says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the Midbar, because he will arise again, and all the Meisei Midbar will get up at Chias HaMeisim, and Moshe Rabbeinu will lead them into the Holy Land. And this time, Moshe Rabbeinu will not be told, don't say that 516th tefillah that will bring you into the land. Moshe Rabbeinu will be allowed to say the 516th tefillah, which we allude to, Yisgadel v'Yisgadei Shmei Rabbah. And Moshe Rabbeinu will then be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. So you'll say, oh, that means there'll be another Kriyas Yamsuf. Yes, Rabbeinu Bechaya says there'll be another Kriyas Yamsuf. By the way, let's make a cheshbon. Tisha B'Av, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. Tisha B'Av always comes out the same night as the first day of Pesach. That means Tu B'Av always comes out the same day as Shvi Yishal Pesach. Tu B'Av is the day of Shiduchim. That's Koshe Zivuga Yishal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. That's a parallel between Shiduchim and the splitting of the sea. But it's also a parallel to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven on Tu B'Av, and ultimately he will be let in again when there will be another Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, who revealed this all to us? That Moshe Rabbeinu davened 5:15 and he wanted to daven 5:16. This all comes from the Pnei Yehoshua. The Balei Moishlim say as followed. The Pnei Yehoshua was born in the year MS. That's 441. What does that mean, 441? 1681. And he was Nifter in the year Yoishar, 516. That's 1756. The Pnei Yeshua was Nifter in the year 516. And he goes up to Shemayim in the year 516, and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, down here in this world, I was only able to daven 515 tefillahs. I'm still waiting for the 516th tefillah, which we have the audacity to say, which is Yisgadel v'Yisgadesh Shemei Rabbah. And we hope that Hashem's name should be magnified and sanctified, and we should be zoicha to see the ultimate sanctification of Hashem's name with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We hope soon again to see Moshe Rabbeinu coming through the Midbar, splitting the Yamsuf, and he's going to say, Ebra na, I want to cross the 50 Amos of the Yarden. I want to see as Hahar HaToiv Hazeh, I want to see Yerushalayim V'Halavana, and I want to see the Beis HaMikdash, which we all want to see. May we be zeichet to see it b'mher v'yaminu. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Baruch Ti, everyone. Have a great day. Kol Tov. By the way, the what?
Hello, Rabbi.
So we say like this, there's six, during the week, it's Elohim, 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 Elohim. Shabbos, Vayichal Elohim. Elohim is finished. What is on Shabbos? Yoim HaShishi Vayichu HaShemayim, which is Rosh Tevois Yud Kei Vavke. Shabbos begins the Midas HaRachamim, the Shem Havaya. So Vayichal Elohim. Yeah, so in other words, Elohim is finished, and Shem Havaya begins, Rachamim begins.
Okay.
We say in the Haftarahs for the three weeks. We say that Klal Yisrael, we say, Shoshimu Shamayim Azini Yaretz, Ki Hashem Dihiber, Hashem Diber. What does that mean, Hashem Diber? The Shem Havaya, which is Midas HaRachamim, Diber, was transformed to Midas HaDin. So even though Shabbos is inherently a time of Rachamim, but Midas HaRachamim could sometimes be transformed into Midas HaDin. So the order and the regular order of operation is can be transformed, can be changed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.